Where there is ruin, there is hope for a treasure. Hey everyone, it's your friend Raimi over in Freed. I'm here with, with some pretty confusing news actually. There have been, some strange things happening with the Kyutar addicts that live down near the lake. Ezra and Aaron were out there a couple nights ago doing some searching around a house that the addicts apparently don't use. I tampered with an MP3 player I found in the school a long time ago and gave it to them to use as a way of recording their field reports. You know, for longevity's sake. But anyway, they came across... Actually, I'll just play the reports for you. That way I can... You know what? I'll explain a little later. Just listen.
Okay, it's, June 18th, 2036... I'm Aaron, with me is Ezra.
Are you sure you need to say who you are?
You can never be too careful. Anyways, it's, actually June 22nd, and we're down near the lake. We've been observing it for some time, and we have reason to believe one of the houses down here isn't being used by the addicts. So, we're making our way down there now. So, Ezra, how do you know Raimi?
Pretty long story.
We have time to kill.
Well, it was a little over a year ago. Raimi had gotten here in December 2034, but I didn't really know about her until February 2035. That's when I stopped using. I was getting clean, but still living with the addicts because, well, there was nowhere else to be, really. I kept my distance from her because I could tell she was a little on edge. I didn't want to scare her, you know? Then one day, apparently some people must have passed by here, and she called out for them to stay, but they didn't. And she just broke down. I couldn't stand to see her like that. I knew what she wanted to do, what she was trying to accomplish, and I decided to help her.
Was it one of those instant friend things? Did you guys just click?
No, not at all. She kind of threatened to kill me when she met me.
Really?
Well, to be fair, I looked like an addict, and the only thing she knew about addicts was the fact that they could take down a fully grown deer with their bare hands.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really blame her, but hey, look at us now. We're the best of friends.
That's kind of what happened with me and Michael.
Really?
Well, Michael was sick, and you know how sick people got all paranoid and stuff? So, when I started talking to him, he was kinda on edge.
Did it get bad?
No, not at all. It was just really scary for a bit there.
Care to elaborate?
If it's something you really want to hear about.
I mean, I know that sometimes it helps to talk about it. I'm offering an ear for you, but you're by no means obligated to accept.
Oh, sure. Well, I met Michael when he came to Elkhorn. He wasn't part of our little traveling pack from the beginning. He stumbled upon the town after we'd already established ourselves there. And he was sick, clearly. Like, very late stages stuff. And, you know, Elkhorn was kind of getting over our sickness, and people were not willing to let a sick person in our ranks. That was kind of our MO from the beginning, I guess, since everyone was paranoid. After we got treated, though, it was less about that paranoia and more about necessary caution, you know? Anyway... Michael set up shelter just outside Elkhorn, and it made everyone really uneasy. But I knew what it was like to live with that sickness, so I took pity on him. I mean, I knew it wasn't easy living in this wasteland.
Wasteland?
That's what we're supposed to call it, right? The world after an apocalypse is a wasteland?
I wouldn't call it a wasteland.
What would you call it?
I don't know. But definitely not a wasteland. All those movies and books call the post-apocalyptic world a wasteland, because that's what the writers made the world to be. But this? It's full of people just trying to survive. It's little societies like Freed or Eli.
Huh. You have a point.
We all thought we knew what it would be like when everything went wrong. Riots, burning, people roaming around killing people for fun and putting their heads on pikes. Well, okay, Those first two things actually happened. But that's not what it's still like. We fell apart a little, but we're building ourselves back up now.
I know what you mean. I was expecting a lot more zombies. Although I guess that doesn't really apply.
Sorry, Aaron. Can you hold that thought? It looks like we're here.
That is literally something I can't do, but sure. Okay, we're approaching the house. We're gonna try and stay quiet now so we don't wake up anyone who's sleeping in the nearby houses. Hey, Ezra, do you think the door's locked?
Probably not. They don't care too much for privacy.
Well, let's find out. Oh, wow, no kidding. That was easy. Let's see what's in there.
I'll take this little area. You can get the back of the house.
Got it. Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Looks like a can. No, two cans of beans. That's good. An empty film canister. Wait, no, it has something in it. It's filled with... Oh, whoops, that's filled with Kyotar. Whoopsies, I'm just gonna close that. Ezra, you okay?
Stay down and stay quiet.
What's going on?
One of them's trying to break in.
An addict?
Yeah. I'm gonna try and deal with them.
Are you sure?
I know them. They know me. They won't hurt me. Hide! Get out of here, Daniel!
Ezra, is that you?
Of course it is, Daniel. Now get out of here!
Ezra, you gotta help me. You gotta help me.
What's going on?
It's all gone. It's all gone. All of it. I need it, but it's all gone.
All of it? But we had enough stored for years.
It's not coming. It's not coming. And we ran out so quickly, and we don't have any more.
Daniel, I can't help with that. I'm not the one who...
You need to help. Ezra, you need to help. You need to help.
Daniel, I can't help. I don't know who you get all this from.
We get it from the snake. The snake? You know the snake.
No, I don't know the snake. I can't help you. Now get out of here!
I need it. I need it, Ezra. Help me find some. Help me find... This is it. This has some. This is good. I have some. Thank you, Ezra. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Now get out of here. Come on. We need to get out of here. And don't do something like that again.
He clearly needed it. I thought he was gonna hurt you if he didn't get any.
I told you, they won't hurt me. If he had tried to find out where that canister came from, he would have found you. And you would have been hurt.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
I understand. Now come on. We need to get out of here. If what Daniel said is true, that canister might start a riot.
Welcome back, listeners. So, what you heard was... Well, it seems like the addicts have run out of Kyotar, and we don't know why. Aaron and Ezra are in the studio right now, helping me go through our daily logs and seeing if there's anything out of the ordinary that might... Well, that might be an indicator of how they ran out.
Have you found anything about snakes?
Not yet, I don't think. What could that even mean?
I don't know. I don't remember them ever talking about snakes before.
They don't make their own Kyotar with snake venom, do they?
No, not at all. I don't even think that's an ingredient. Besides, they wouldn't be able to manufacture it. That's one of the reasons it gets delivered.
Do they think snakes deliver it to them?
Whoever delivers it to them is definitely a snake, but not a literal one.
Hey, if you don't like that they're using...
Trying to get them to stop isn't successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll tell you about it some other time.
Oh, speaking about other times, I can finally keep talking about those zombies I mentioned.
You remember that?
Zombies are very important to me.
Another time. We need to focus on this.
Alright.
I don't get it. There's nothing in our records about this. Nothing's been out of the ordinary at all. How could they have run out?
I don't know. The only way they could run out is if someone took all of it at once. They wouldn't survive that, and they have no reason to. Even at the height of addiction, you don't try to take that much.
What if someone stole it?
Like who?
And how? They guard their stash like it's the Holy Grail.
Maybe at night, when everyone's asleep?
Well, I guess it wouldn't be impossible, but it's a big risk.
How big?
They'd have to be willing to lose around 4 or 5 people.
Jesus. Are we expecting anyone?
I don't think so. Michael and Kiev are on a hike.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh, come in.
Who is it? That was a pretty trusting move, Raimi. I could have been some looter or something.
Usually people just walk in here. I figured if they were polite enough to knock, they could be trusted. And what do you know? I was right.
I guess so. Oh, is the radio on?
Oh yeah, we're in the middle of trying to figure something out.
Is something wrong?
The addicts ran out of their supply of Kiotar somehow. If we don't figure out where it went or how they lost it, we run the risk of them attacking us.
Oh, that.
What do you mean, that?
I mean that Asclepius has already taken care of them. They just got done with it, in fact.
What? How?
Well, Asclepius has some pretty strong equipment, and they noticed that a plane that had been coming out here every couple of weeks suddenly stopped. They worked out who the plane belonged to, got in touch with them, and, well, sent me out here to make sure the package got delivered safely.
You knew what you were delivering, and Asclepius didn't even try to think of a way to help them get clean?
I understand where you're coming from, believe me, but with all due respect, what could we have done on such short notice? Make a perfect drug to help them come off their addiction? And I mean, it's not like I could go to each of them and try to get them to detox single-handedly.
I guess you're right. Well, tell your boss or boss's boss or whoever, tell them they need to start working on something.
I will, don't worry.
So, it's okay now? They'll keep getting their supply?
They should. Once we devise a way to help them, and not just them, but every addict, we'll make sure we get it to them. But until then, they'll stay supplied.
That's great!
It's the lesser of two evils.
It's the best they can do, Ezra.
I know it is. I just wish... I wish there was something else to be done. Something quicker.
I'll make sure to get the ball rolling. Until then, this will just have to do.
We appreciate it, Smith. Thanks. So, are you going to be staying the night?
Only if you'll have me. Oh, and I want to talk to you about Asclepius.
Really? About what?
Well, they're still wondering if you'd like to come work for them.
Didn't you say they took back their offer?
Yeah, well, it appears I was wrong.
Oh, well, thanks for the offer. Again. But now I think I'm too busy to really take it. We have some serious work to do with my house and, well, making sure we have enough power and food and... I just don't have the time to leave here.
That's understandable. And noble. Like I've said, it's an open offer, so you're free to join whenever you want.
It's open? I thought I could only join if you couldn't find Haley. Oh no, Mr. Smith did-
No, it's nothing like that. They just changed the terms of the offer.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, how did they even know about me?
Well, after I first saw you, I updated my boss. Well, he wasn't my boss then, but, you know. I updated him about where I was and how I was still looking for Haley and all that. I told him about you and what you were doing out here, and he said you sounded like you had a good head on your shoulders. So he told me to extend an offer to you.
They put that much faith in me? After only knowing that I run a radio broadcast?
Don't forget that you got that old bike working again. That's not an easy thing to do. I made sure they knew about that.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, tell them I'll keep thinking about it.
Will do.
Let me just finish up this broadcast and I'll walk you to your house.
I have a designated house now?
Might as well, since you seem to love it here. Well, listeners, as you heard, the whole problem we were facing is... well, not a problem anymore. Or, well, it's not a problem for right now, at least. So, that's good. It's not the best solution, but we'll take what we can get. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to keep working to make Freed the best town in America. Until then, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Hanzo Bedoya as Raimi, Julian Sobejana as Ezra, Lila as Aaron, and Braulio Fernandez as Mr. Smith. Background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia and Ryan Young. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is the Facebook thumbs up emoji. That.